I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. You knew I'd do that, didn't you? Anyway, I have my Santa Claus hat. Because this is the official Christmas edition of Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon early for Christmas. I mean, we're not like doing the show on Christmas Day. Because on Christmas Day, I'm going to be sitting right in this chair in this room with the Christmas tree, which is right over there, and having lots of fun watching people open presents and such as that. Dude. So, hope you are planning for a fun Christmas as well. I have already had ginger cookies, so I'm good. You know, I gotta have them ginger cookies for Christmas. It's just a thing. Also, I have here for you a virtual candy cane. Now, I can't actually give you a candy cane because we haven't quite figured out the technology to transfer it through the old YouTube so that you can actually eat it. But since it is virtual, I will give this one to Fred. Okay? So there you go, Fred. Yes. Well, I'm sorry. I don't have any chocolate. Have to make do with the candy cane. Everybody's a critic. Anyway, so we have stuff for you, of course. This being the Christmas edition, we have Christmassy stories, right? No. No, we don't. Instead, we have a story about Sony being hacked. That's not very Christmassy. Yeesh. Anyway, but yes, Sony. Now the question is, did Sony give in to terrorism, or was it the fault of the theater owners? Sony is blaming the theater owners. You know, my hat is on crooked. Let me spin it around here. I had the thing in the middle. It's not right. Anyway, is it the fault of the theater owners that they had to give in to terrorists? Well, I say, fui on them all. None of them should have given in to terrorists. I mean, particularly North Korea. Give me a break. North Korea, I mean, they're about as threatening as, I don't know, what's really non-threatening? Pistachio. It's about as non-threatening as I can think of. Anyway, Sony is blaming the theater owners because they gave in to Pistachio. No, you didn't hear that here. Actually, you did, but it wasn't true. Next item, Android for cars. Yes, there's an operating system coming out from Android for cars. So your car will be able to have an operating system. Now, I wonder, does that mean we're going to get our schedule, which we normally would have on our phone? Matter of fact, if I hit the old thing here and get rid of the battery indicator and get rid of that. So many things to get rid of. Let me just clear the whole thing. There. There. Now, I can actually pull up my schedule and you'll see that it says my time zone changed. No, it didn't. Why are you? Probably because I've never brought out my schedule before. Ooh, look, it actually has stuff on it. How cool is that? I'm surprised because normally I would say there's nothing on my schedule, but since I have integrated my email with work so that my Exchange stuff actually is on my phone, it actually integrated with my schedule. So I actually have a schedule now. That's mildly depressing that I have a schedule. Anyway, instead of it being on the phone, will it now be in your car? Will you get in your car say, you have a meeting at 10:30. That would be annoying. Who wants your car to bug you? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so, but it's coming out. It's currently car manufacturers use BlackBerry's Qnix, which is a variant of Unix-ish. Well, it ends in X anyway. So anyway, Microsoft's Windows Embedded OS, boo. Various Linux distros, yay, to power their vehicles' entertainment centers. Both Apple and Google have entered into the auto market with their own projects called CarPlay and Android Auto, but neither of them actually replace the car's built-in entertainment systems. They are only meant to augment those built-in systems. So anyway, this is coming. Our car is eventually going to have an OS. How weird is that? Also, another item here. Have you ever been emailed a wrench? Now, this is about an astronaut that forgot his wrench. Now, if you're about to go into space, I can understand that you would forget your wrench. You know what I'm saying? But he got up there and he said, oh, man, I forgot my wrench. So he calls NASA and says, hey, guys, can you email me a wrench? Now, you may say to yourself, wait a minute. You can't really email a wrench. Yes, you can. If they have a 3D printer. It takes 3 days to print anything. No, 3D printer. Prints in three dimensions with plastic. Now, a plastic wrench, I don't know if that's going to do you a lot of good, but hey, you know. So they put together a wrench plan for the 3D printer. They emailed it to the space station. Think of how cool this is. They emailed it to the space station. The space station then put it into the 3D printer. I'm going to keep saying it till I get it right. And they printed the wrench. And it shows here the astronaut floating around with his wrench that he printed out of plastic. So I don't know how useful it's going to be, but it's a cool idea anyway, right? The wrench, as well as 20 other objects that have been 3D printed on the ISS, International Space Station, thus far, will be sent back to Earth for further analysis. Made in Space plans to compare these 21 objects to identical 3D printed objects that were printed on Earth to test things like the effects of long-term microgravity in the 3D printing process, so they can model and predict how well things printed in space will hold up in the future. Cool! So this was a cool story this week. 3D printed wrenches from space. You gotta love that. Whoa! Bounce. Way to go, Fred. Anyway, Fred is telling us about the Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week. See, there's a Geek Software of the Week even over a Christmas week. How's that? And this Geek Software of the Week is actually quite impressive. It is Apache Log Viewer. Now, if you have websites like I do, and you may have websites too, your Apache logs are rather cryptic looking, okay? But this Log Viewer will allow you to look at your log and actually produce graphs and charts and all kinds of things. See what countries people are coming to your site from. I mean, it's actually quite impressive. Now, the free one that you get for free, 100% free, is, shall we say, crippled. I like to call it crippleware, okay? It doesn't have all the features enabled. You have to pay the $16 or so, which is not much. I mean, let's face it. And then that will turn on all of the various features, and you'll be able to see, you know, physics from countries, unique hits, bot hits, request analysis, visual country visits, all these things. Okay, so it's pretty cool. Apache Log Viewer, ALV. Pretty cool stuff. Alrighty then, the next item. You'll have to go to the blog to see this. Yeah, I'll show you just briefly here. Watch closely. I'll get out of the way here. Did you see that? How weird is that? That was a cat going crazy. Yes. Actually, it was a stunt cat, professional stunt cat. Do not try this at home, cats. Cat got up a good running start and leapt through a glass window. Super cat. Maybe he saw the cat signal. You know what I'm saying? Dude. Anyway, you may see that as many times as you would like on the blog. The blog, of course, is, I forgot to mention, DrBill.tv, DrBill.tv, as it says there on the screen. You know, I forget to mention things sometimes. Fred, you should remind me. Sorry. That caught me off guard. What do you mean you don't care? You're supposed to care. You're part of the show. Anyway, if I could, I would take back the virtual candy cane. It's all right. You didn't want it anyway. You want a chocolate one. There's not any chocolate candy canes. Well, never mind. Anyway, I leave you with this thought. Last item here. The dominant life form in the universe is the Transformers. I bet you're surprised to find that out. A scientist came up with this. It reminds me of the scene from, what is it, Closet Cases of the Nerd Kind. Which, by the way, if you've never seen, you should go see that. Where the guy says, I was a scientist before I was a bad actor. Anyway, this is from a scientist, kind of, or a philosopher, one of those strange people, who have decided that it's quite likely that of all of the creatures out in the universe that we might run into, it's not weird spider people, it's not strange-looking green aliens, it's not even little gray men, like was in Stargate, you know, the Asgard. No, it's super intelligent robots from space. Had to throw that in. Anyway, that would be the Transformers, right? So this scientist is saying that if we pick up an alien signal, it'll probably be artificial life. Somehow I doubt it. Matter of fact, the scientist here says, I bet dozens of astronomers coffee that if we pick up an alien signal, it will be artificial life. Whoa, they're really sure about this one, aren't they? Coffee. Right. Anyway, they say, though, that the super intelligent alien AIs probably won't care anything about us, so they probably won't destroy us. They haven't been watching enough science fiction, apparently. Right? Anyway, so, excuse me. Dry air. I'm surrounded by it. So if we meet our galactic peers, it looks like we'll probably have to keep seeking them out. It may take thousands of millions of years, but in the meantime, perhaps we can upgrade our own intelligence enough to level the playing field. As an early Christmas present, it does seem that we can tick alien robots juicing us for energy of off the list of likely apocalypses. What? I'm pretty sure I may not have read that right. Let's go to the original article and see if I mistyped something. I just can't believe that last line. As an early Christmas present, it seems we can tick alien robots juicing us for energy off the list of likely apocalypses. No, that is in fact what they said. Okay, on that note, it's time to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year coming up, and the Doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.